KXWHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo, topping our report this hour. A 73-year-old Manchester man is dead following a motorcycle crash Thursday night. Police say Lawrence Foca was traveling on Route 70 when he lost control of his bike and ran off the roadway, colliding with a street sign. They say Foca was wearing a DOT-approved helmet at the time of the crash and sustained a severe leg injury. He later died at a hospital. The crash remains under investigation. A majority of Jersey residents will look for a new job over the next year, according to a new Bankrate survey. Carl Van Horn of the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers says, as we emerge from the COVID health crisis, the balance of power has shifted somewhat to favor the worker who may be taking care of their kids or a relative and is thinking,
why should I take that risk, or why should I pay for child care, et cetera, elder care, if I'm not getting more money to make up the difference?
He adds, while more jobs are available because of the labor shortage, workers still need in-demand skill sets to be able to get the salary and perks they're looking for. Former President Bill Clinton is doing better after being admitted to the intensive care unit at California Irvine Medical Center for a urinary tract infection that spread to his bloodstream, according to doctors. They say he is responding well to antibiotics and should be able to go home soon. A dead body was recovered from the ocean off the coast of Long Beach Island Thursday night. The Coast Guard responded to the area after a Good Samaritan made the grisly find. Authorities have not yet released, though, the victim's identity. They're already calling it historic. Leaders on Thursday broke ground in downtown New Brunswick on the upcoming New Jersey Innovation and Technology Hub, a 550,000-square-foot development that will house Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School and have representation from Princeton, Hackensack Meridian Health, and RWJ Barnabas.
Think about it this way. The hub will be that rare standalone center where clinicians and researchers from across the pharma and life science sectors can have immediate and daily access to academic and industry experts as they fine-tune their advances.
Governor Murphy says arguably no other research center will have such firepower in a single space. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Enjoy the last of the summery days. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is flower. F-L-O-W-E-R. Flower.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 2 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
For time for New Jersey fast traffic.
Big trouble on 78 this afternoon. Local lanes westbound just beyond the parkway. There's a tractor-trailer accident. Looks like three lanes are currently closed, so that's going to be a problem. 24 eastbound side at 124. Another day of construction work. Parkway south, 142 to 140, a bit slow. 70 at Lakewood. You've got an eastbound crash at Airport Road. Turnpike troubles. We've got a few of those hot spots. Truck lane south of 9 down before 8A. It's road work and then a crash between 8 to 3 and 2. More delays getting down to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Route 130 in Mansfield closed each way near Burlington Bordentown Road with a crash, and a crash in Lawrence Township is closing 206 over by Franklin Corner Road. Stay away from that. Leaving New Jersey a bit busy at the Commodore Barry Bridge and the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Still pretty good across the Hudson so far. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 on Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're not setting records, but both today and tomorrow, not very Octoberish. Temperatures making a run for 80 degrees. We're holding about 15 above normal for this time of year. However, the warmth is not going to last all weekend. So it feels more like early or late summer today. Take your pick. Mostly sunny, warm, and humid with highs right around that 80 degree mark. It'll stay quiet tonight, mainly clear and comfortable. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow starts fine. Sunny, windy, and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Increasing clouds through midday, and then strong thunderstorms likely starting mid to late afternoon tomorrow. Quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and frequent lightning could put a quick end to your outdoor plans. Sunday turns much cooler. Highs only lower 60s, becoming sunny and still breezy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Wall 76, Bayonne 79, South Bound Brook 78.
New Jersey 101.